This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, November 4th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. A lot to pack in today. As many of you have noticed, our daily 5 in 10 is often closer to 5 in 20. I appreciate your patience for that. We'll try to be concise today and see if we can get this all squeezed in. Topic number 5 today, President Biden's bad week. He is back from the climate summit in Glasgow, COP26. Where he was videoed apparently falling asleep during the opening speeches, and then during his presentation, essentially asked Saudi Arabia and Russia to pretty please pump more oil so Americans can have lower gasoline prices. President Biden, we've got plenty of oil here in the United States, plenty of fossil fuels, in fact. Keystone Pipeline, just saying. By the way, President Biden made an interesting statement by arriving in Glasgow for the climate summit, where global leaders are meeting to discuss ways to curb our greenhouse gas emissions, at the head of an 86-car motorcade, the same motorcade that he used in Rome to visit with Pope Francis over the weekend, apparently flying these vehicles from the United States to Rome and then to Scotland. Again, interesting statement for a climate summit. Anyway, President Biden returned home to find that Democrat Terry McAuliffe had been defeated by Republican Glenn Youngkin in the Virginia governor's race. Virginia's a state that President Biden won by double digits just 1 year ago. And as of this recording, the governor's race in New Jersey is too close to call. This is a race that incumbent Democrat Phil Murphy was expected to win easily. But as of this recording, he is actually trailing by several thousand votes. Again, much too close to call at this point. Progressives trying to figure out how this is happening. The cognitive dissonance. You can cut it with a knife. Both McAuliffe and Murphy ran on unapologetically progressive platforms. Just a thought now, coming from an outside observer here in the Ozarks, where I recognize we're kind of in a bubble. Maybe parents don't like their children being taught that they're bad because their skin is the wrong color. Just a thought. Progressives, or sharing perhaps the restrooms and locker rooms with students of the opposite sex, because, yes, Virginia, gender is binary, but progressives are typically going with two messages here. Number one, critical race theory is a myth. And number two, parents who object to critical race theory, which doesn't really exist, it's not really being taught. But if it was, parents who object to that are racist. Again, people don't respond well to that sort of message, and that's what they're hearing from progressive politicians right now in America. Topic number 4, nullifying the mandate. More than 36 Senate Republicans moving to formally disapprove and nullify President Biden's vaccine mandate on private employees. This is taking place in Washington on Wednesday under the Congressional Review Act, which is the official process for Congress to eliminate an executive order. Nice to see Congress finally stepping up and exercising its check and balance on the power of the executive branch. Senator Mike Braun of Indiana leading 41 Republicans in this move. Meanwhile, on the other side of the Capitol, Representative Fred Keller, who's the top Republican on the Subcommittee on Workforce Protections, also set to formally disapprove of Biden's mandate. Now, in other vaccine news, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky has officially recommended the Pfizer vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11, saying today is a monumental day in the course of this pandemic. It is, but not for the reasons that she meant. We'll repeat again that among children, the risk of this virus is very, very low. You can see by the chart here that kids, hospitalizations per 1,000, barely a blip on the radar. The infection fatality rate, according to a peer-reviewed study, 0.002% among children under the age of 11. And we know that those who are vaccinated can have the same viral load as those who are not. So we're just questioning what the true end game is here, because it clearly isn't about public health. But as you know, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, changed its definitions of vaccination and vaccine on September 1st. For years, the CDC definition was that it stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunity to a particular disease. That's why you were vaccinated with a vaccine, to make you immune. As of September 1st, the new definition is a preparation used to stimulate the body's immune response. We now know, thanks to a Freedom of Information Act request, that internal emails exchanged inside the Centers for Disease Control reveal that the definitions were changed because they were aware that their definition no longer matched up with what the vaccines were actually doing. For example, an Israeli study reported in August found that the Pfizer vaccine was only 16% effective against symptomatic infection for those individuals who'd gotten the double jab back in January. So within 8 months, the effectiveness of the Pfizer vaccine had dropped from the claim of 95% to 16%. We will note that this is less than the effectiveness reported in that Israeli study and the George Washington University study for those on a regimen of low-dose aspirin. 29% less likely to catch the disease if you're taking the 81 milligram dose of baby aspirin every day. Anyway, so the CDC emails reveal the agency's concerns because, according to one email, quote, right-wing COVID-19 deniers are using your vaccine definition to argue that mRNA vaccines are not vaccines, end quote. And so, voila. The definition of vaccine was retconned, but thanks to the, nothing on the internet is ever gone forever. That's why the definition was changed. Moving on, topic number three, Yellowstone Rising. Not just a catchy title, it's actually happening. The Norris Geyser Basin has risen by 1.5 centimeters over the last few months. Scientists don't know exactly why. You probably know there's a supervolcano lying semi-dormant underneath Yellowstone National Park. This change in the ground appears to have begun in July. Now, Michael Poland, who's the scientist in charge of Yellowstone's Volcano Observatory, says uplift there is not unusual, pointing to 2013 and 2014, where the ground rose by 5 centimeters in 4 months. But on March 30th of 2014, a magnitude 4.8 earthquake at the site, the most powerful quake there in 40 years, shook the region, and after that, the ground started to subside again. So, meanwhile, the Cumbre Vieja volcanic eruption on the Canary island of La Palma continues. It's been ongoing for 44 days, no end in sight yet. A politician from a nearby island has suggested bombarding the volcano with military jets to divert the lava flows. Interesting thought, but what could possibly go wrong? Topic number two, a global pedo network. I don't say that lightly. This is documented from corporate media reports. This went viral on Sunday, this story, when Elon Musk was called out by the director of the United Nations World Food Program, David Beasley, who said on CNN last week that if Musk were to donate just 2% of his wealth, 2% of his wealth, which is about $6 billion, he might save 42 million people who are literally going to die if we don't reach them. Well, Dr. Eli David pointed out that the UN World Food Program has a budget of $8.4 billion and can't solve world hunger with $8.4, so what's another $6 billion going to do? Musk said he'd donate it if there were open accounting so everybody could see exactly where that money was going to go. During the Twitter exchange that followed Musk's reply, he pointed to this article at The Express, newspaper based in the United Kingdom, starving children as young as 9 forced to perform sex acts on UN officials to get food. According to the story, more than a year and a half after these allegations were made known to United Nations officials, no one has been arrested, much less prosecuted, for these claims. And this is not new. There's this. Breitbart News reporting that the World Health Organization, at least 21 members of the WHO, staff members accused of perpetrating acts of sexual abuse and exploitation in the Democratic Republic of Congo between August of 2018 and June of 2020. This during the Ebola outbreak there. The WHO employees stationed there as part of the United Nations response to the Ebola outbreak, taking advantage of people in exchange for medical treatment. Again, these are just the latest allegations. This is been reported all over the world. It generally doesn't make the corporate media. It takes a billionaire like Elon Musk saying, hey, what's going on over here? You want my $6 billion, but you know, explain to me what's happening here. Not news. Corporate media, again, generally ignoring these claims because they tend to protect these networks, which is in part why SkyWatch TV is no longer on YouTube. They kicked us off in response to the stories, the programs that we ran about Josh Peck's documentary, Silent Cry, on child sex trafficking. You draw the conclusions. Coming up, Killing the Planet with Netflix. That's next on 5 and 10.
Basically, you would be trapped inside of this stoic little creature that doesn't even if you could, even if you wanted to, you don't have the reproductive organs to even engage in the satiation of your sexual desires. You're literally in the most unattractive body you could possibly imagine if you're a demon.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion. DefenderConference.com.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the Book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time Star God, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival, and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with The Great Delusion special offer. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, streaming video is killing the planet. This is what we're told, according to a new report. They must be telling the truth. They've got graphs and everything. Carbon emissions, according to this report, produced by fans watching a month's worth of top 10 programs on Netflix is equivalent to driving a vehicle from the Earth out beyond the orbit of Saturn. That's 746 million miles, in case you're keeping track. Streaming services, according to this report, have a negative effect on the environment due to the power required to transfer data, a large proportion of which is generated by non-renewable energy sources like gas and coal. Netflix announced back in March that it was going to have a net zero emissions policy in place by the end of next year, but that's based only on the carbon footprint of Netflix corporate operations, not on you and me actually streaming the video on our end of this chain. According to this report, YouTube is also responsible for emitting enough carbon dioxide to surpass the total greenhouse gas emissions of the city of Glasgow, where the COP26 climate summit is currently taking place. We'll also point out that electricity required to power electric vehicles, like we talked about yesterday, you know, those cars with the batteries that weigh anywhere from half a ton up to 4.5 tons, depending on the size of the vehicle, also largely comes from gas and coal. In other words, that Chevy Volt you're driving, it's actually burning coal. Well, Speaking of streaming video, we urge you to take advantage of SkyWatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, which streams on the web unlimited. Watch as much as you want in whatever order you want through January 15th. It did launch on October 15th, but you've got through January 15th to watch 24 presentations from world-class speakers like Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Gary Bates, producer of the documentary film Alien Intrusion, Joe Jordan, co-founder and president of CE4 Research Group, CE4, Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind. And as part of this package, you get access to the brand new documentary film by Josh Peck, The Great Delusion, about the alien abduction phenomenon, also the UFO, UAP phenomenon, featuring experts like Nick Pope, formerly of the UK Ministry of Defense, and many others with insight from a spiritual perspective, including the late Chuck Missler, the late Chris Putnam, the late Russ Dizdar, Gary Stearman, Stan Deo, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Tom Horn, and many others. You don't want to miss this. The complete list of speakers is available online at defenderconference.com, and that's also where you go to sign up, defenderconference.com. Our program this week on SkyWatch TV, the first of four about that documentary, The Great Delusion, Josh Peck showing an excerpt from the film. What are aliens? Are they fallen angels? Are they demons? What's the difference between the two? Don't miss this program, this series of programs about The Great Delusion. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program each week at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Roku or Apple TV, then add the SkyWatch TV app to your box, and we will broadcast on your schedule, because you'll not only get our weekly broadcast program, and we release it to Roku and Apple TV a few days early, you'll also get all of our other video content, including these daily news updates, Unraveling Revelation, the new broadcast shows, Simply His, Return to Eden, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, and again, all on your schedule. You could also download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet and bring all of our video content right into your hand. Carry us around with you wherever you have internet access. We'll be there, not just the video content, but news, important news the mainstream media wants you to miss. Excerpts from Defender Publishing books. Tom Horn released 50 excerpts from Zeitgeist 2025, and now on a new series related to Disclosure. Also a calendar of upcoming events and more. All of that on your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have apps for each of those. And to make it easy, we've got links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar where it says mobile app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.